Hello, hello. How are my good people doing? Boy, when I tell you that we get more truck driving accidents due to alcohol than marijuana, trust me, it's an understatement. Definitely people need to definitely get on board with the marijuana allowed drivers, because they're forcing more alcoholics on the road. You look at the amount of drivers that's out because of marijuana and all these accidents. You can't catch the drivers that are drinking alcohol. But we have a situation where a truck driver admits that he was just really drunk in an afternoon rollover. This story was published in April the 19th. The truck driver, he admits that he was just really drunk in Wednesday's afternoon accident that caused his truck to overturn on a grassy shoulder. The accident happened on April 17th in Washington County, Wisconsin, at around 3 p.m. on Interstate 41. According to the WISCN 12, Washington County Sheriff Martin Schultius, I believe, was off. Duty driving I-41 southeast of Slinger when he noticed the semi truck really having a hard time maintaining the lane and traffic. He said Slinger then pulled up next to the trucker to see if he was on his phone or suffering medical issues. And I very quickly saw that he was coming into my lane of traffic. So then I needed to take action and get into the shoulder. Schultius said he started slowing down. He signaled a lane change to pull off onto the shoulder of the road, and he kept pulling off onto the shoulder of the road and pulled into the grass and then rolled over. The driver had to be extricated from the overturned cab and was given a breathalyzer test. The test showed a blood alcohol level of 0.297, four times the legal limit for the motorist. When the deputies asked what happened, he replied that he was just really drunk. Well, I'm just really drunk. That's all. I'm just really drunk. Who do you blame for all these drunk drivers on the road? Again, you're going to get more drunk drivers on the road in these commercial trucks because they can't smoke marijuana. You're going to get more of that. You just increased it. As I see this, it's just like, I'm not surprised. You know, I'm really not surprised at this. You know? And it's just crazy that they don't see this. And again, this is all a part about being responsible regardless of what you do. You know? Whatever you do, you got to be responsible for it. So it's not like a driver that can smoke marijuana should be driving a truck during, you know, smoking marijuana during the time he's driving the truck. However, However, you shouldn't be doing anything while you're in a truck. You know what I mean? And all I'm just simply saying is this just opens the door for more truck drivers to drink alcohol. And I knew it would happen. I knew it would happen. Like, when are they going to catch on? This guy clearly admitted, oh, I was just really drunk. You know? But you know, of course, everything is the driver's fault. Yeah. Because they, you know, obviously, you know, you're supposed to be responsible and not be drinking while you're driving. So obviously, that's going to be your fault. But the thing about it is that, and this guy, I'm not sure if this guy was just a regular drinker, but this can apply to so many other things. Like I said, just forcing drivers to, you know, work a lot of hours or not being able to engage in marijuana on their off time, but you got easy access to alcohol. You don't see the percentage as far as the amount of drivers who have been, you know, or that are going through the SAP situation because of alcohol versus the amount of drivers who are probably out there being involved in accidents because of alcohol. You know, it'd be interesting to see, you know, that contrast. You know, the amount of drivers that's actually out versus the amount of drivers that actually got caught or who actually been involved in they doesn't have to always be fatal, but, you know, just involved in an accident in general due to alcohol. I don't understand. I really don't. But I can definitely see how accidents have increased. You know? And I feel like until they do more regarding the regulation of marijuana, I feel like you're going to have a lot more, you know, accident-related accidents. You're going to have a lot more accidents, you know, related to alcohol. You're going to have a lot more alcohol-related accidents, is my point. And I just believe that. I said it before, and it appears that it's constantly happening. And, I mean, I may even be talking to drivers who agree that that's the case, and they're going to still continue to drink their alcohol. It's just, it is what it is. So, this is just another example, and I'm sure that I will be coming across these examples all the time. Drivers are stressed out. They're highly stressed out and overworked, underpaid, fatigued. Yeah. Give them alcohol. That'd be the perfect, you know, match to detonate that situation. But I don't want to spend a whole lot of time on this. This was just another example of the comparison and how they like to try to claim that marijuana is, you know, the drug that's got all these drivers sitting out. However, it's the alcohol that's causing more of the fatalities instead of them attacking a culture of people because of what they choose to do on their off time. You don't get all these drivers that are out for marijuana if they were actually involved in some type of accident. These are all just on pre-employment situations and random situations. Nothing related to like accidents. Well, anyway, peace out. Love you guys. Y'all have a good one. It's A1, always diversity. Peace out.